An 18-year-old woman in Queensland has tested negative to the deadly Ebola virus. She'll remain in hospital and be tested again within 3 days to confirm she's free of the disease. She moved to Brisbane recently with a family from West Africa and developed a mild fever on the weekend, prompting her isolation in a Brisbane hospital. But the case has again raised questions about whether authorities dealing with suspected Ebola cases outside the epicentre in West Africa have struck the right balance between protecting public health and increasing public alarm. Barney Porter reports.
Officials from Queensland Health say the 18-year-old woman hadn't had any known contact with Ebola in the area of Guinea where she had lived. They also say that while her family remains in home isolation in Brisbane, at no stage did any of them pose a risk to the public. But such is the reputation of the disease that drastic measures have been taken by health officials around the globe concerned about its possible spread outside West Africa, and particularly when dealing with returning healthcare workers. In the United States, New York, New Jersey and Illinois imposed mandatory quarantines after an MSF doctor who had treated patients in Guinea was diagnosed with Ebola last week. Dr. Celine Gounder is a specialist in infectious diseases. She's dismissed the state's approach as a political stunt.
You have Cuomo, who's up for re-election in New York State. You have Christie, who's hoping to run for president in 2016. And this nurse has become a political pawn for their posturing to show that they're being strong on Ebola.
And she's got the backing of Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who's also railed against mandatory 21-day quarantines for healthcare workers.
The idea of a blanket quarantine for people who come back could possibly have a negative consequence of essentially disincentivizing people from wanting to go there. And the reason that's important is because the best way to protect Americans is to stop the epidemic in Africa, and we need those healthcare workers to do that.
Dr. Fauci also says the authorities need to be more aggressive in educating the public about the disease.
Because right now we have a devastating epidemic in West Africa, and we're having an epidemic of fear in the United States. So we've got to continue to try and educate people about what they need to or do not need to be afraid of.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, ending that report by Barney Porter.